Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Former First Lady Michelle Obama will keynote tonight's first night of the Democrats' mostly virtual convention. As NPR's Scott Detrow explains, the pandemic has forced Democrats to rely mostly on pre-recorded, pre-packaged speeches.
After a wide range of speakers spanning the ideological spectrum from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders to Ohio's Republican former governor John Kasich, Michelle Obama will close out the evening. She's expected to highlight Joe Biden's experience and point to the track record of the Obama administration on fighting virus outbreaks and turning around the economy.
He knows what it takes to rescue an economy, beat back a pandemic, and lead our country. And he listens. He will tell the truth and trust science.
The former First Lady is also expected to emphasize the importance of voting. That comes as President Trump amps up efforts to cast doubt on the legitimacy and outcome of the upcoming presidential election. Scott Detrow, NPR News.
Tonight's first night of the Democratic National Convention will also feature several Republican speakers. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports the GOP lawmakers are crossing party lines to support presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden in his bid to push President Trump out of office.
Former New Jersey Governor Christy Whitman is among the Republicans on tap to speak tonight. Whitman has long criticized President Trump, calling him unfit for democracy. Former Hewlett-Packard CEO Meg Whitman and former Ohio Governor John Kasich will also deliver speeches. Kasich, an outspoken critic of Trump's, has said he would speak on behalf of Joe Biden in hopes of unifying a politically fractured nation.
NPR's Windsor Johnson. The Trump administration has announced plans to drill for oil in the Arctic National Wildlife Reserve. As NPR's Matthew Swartz reports, it's something Republicans have been seeking for decades. The move is already drawing criticism from environmental groups, though.
The Trump administration plans to auction off oil drilling rights to an untouched area of northern Alaska, spanning nearly 1.6 million acres. A Republican-controlled Congress opened it up to drilling in their 2017 tax bill. The refuge is home to hundreds of thousands of caribou and two villages of a few hundred people who have been connected to the refuge for thousands of years. The plan calls for the first auction to take place by the end of next year. Officials from the Interior Department say they can open the land to drilling while still protecting the environment. Environmental groups, including the Alaska Wilderness League, have already pledged to challenge the plans in court. Matthew Schwartz, NPR News, Washington.
Several individuals, including candidates for public office, are suing President Trump and the new Postmaster General. Suit filed today in federal court in Manhattan, coming amid concerns Trump and his newly appointed postmaster are trying to undermine the post office's ability to deliver the mail. This is NPR. President Trump is again threatening to send federal troops into New York City in an effort to quell violence there that has left 7 people dead and more than 50 shot since Friday. Trump has been running on a law and order platform seeking to counter the police and criminal justice reform movement. Trump's comments came via Twitter amid reports of a violent weekend in that city. California's governor is calling for an investigation into why the agency that manages the state's power grid imposed 2 nights of rolling blackouts. Shannon Lynn with member station KQED reports the inquiry comes amid a sustained statewide heat wave.
The California Independent System Operator directed utilities across the state to carry out rotating outages on Friday and Saturday evenings, citing a shortage of reserve power generating capacity. In Northern California, an estimated 220,000 customers lost power both nights. Governor Gavin Newsom called the blackouts, quote, unacceptable.
You can't control the weather, but you can prepare for the weather events. And let me just make this crystal clear. We failed to predict and plan these shortages, and that's simply unacceptable.
State officials are warning that additional rolling outages might affect over 3 million households and businesses Monday and Tuesday evening. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Lynn in San Francisco.
Federal prosecutors have indicted 2 suspects in the 2002 killing of hip-hop artist Jam Master Jay, which until now had been one of New York City's most notorious unsolved killings. Jason J. Mazzell, known as professionally as Jam Master Jay, was a member of the 80s hip-hop group Run DMC. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 86 points today. This is NPR.